money out of nothing. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The insiders call it QE2, and it stands for the second round of quantitative easing, which is a policy of the Federal Reserve Bank designed to caffeinate the economy. And the way it works is the central bank deposits a sum of money to its own account, which came from, how can I put this? It came from nowhere. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve Bank simply decided that it now has $600 billion it didn't have the day before, as if you simply wrote a check for $600 billion you didn't have and the bank honored it. Of course, you can't do that because you are not a trained economist. But Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is a trained economist, and he thinks this will help entrepreneurs get all entrepreneurial again.
That money flooding into the system has to go someplace. And right now, the place it's going is in risk assets. Stocks here in the U.S. Watch all these markets. They've been on fire over the last 24 hours.
Jill Schlesinger, I know this scares some people. They think this is a sign of the end times. But that's only if you think of this as the printing of money backed by nothing, which it is. But I'd rather think of it as suddenly finding a lot of gold. If the Chilean miners, for example, while jogging through the mine, had found a pile of gold nuggets jarred loose by the collapse, they'd be rich, and we'd all be cool with that, even though they didn't invent anything new, weren't more productive, didn't start a business. So just think of the Federal Reserve as a bunch of miners who get to discover gold whenever they need to. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.